Hey guys, this is your host, Relly Rel, Serendipity Podcast. For those of you who are new, it's just basically me going on a tangent about things. But before you click over, I'm naming this random episode because I don't do this often. I'm going to name this Suffering in Silence. If you clicked on this episode, it's probably because the title had caught your attention. And suffering in silence can be many things for many people. Now, I don't mean as in silence where you don't, you know, use your voice or you're like some sort of mute or something, but suffering in silence, meaning that there can be millions of people or millions of friends or coworkers and stuff like that that will say, hey, you're going to be okay, you're going to be fine. But for some odd reason, it doesn't feel that way. If you guys hear noise in the background, it's because my window is open, but I just needed the fresh air in my room. I just had an anxiety attack, and I've gotten them more and more this year, and I know everyone is probably on a, you know, anxiety attack binge more so, because everyone is very triggered by a lot of things recently and more aware of your trauma that has happened in the past. But for me, you know, today I wasn't even thinking about nothing really hard. I was focused on work and but just now when I was sleeping, I was looking at through pictures, and it just so happened I put my phone down, and I was about to fall asleep, but then like this wave of like emotion just came over me, and I just started crying, hyperventilating, and I couldn't help it. So I feel like sometimes my anxiety attacks, it's almost like I'm suffering in silence when I have them, because usually 9 times out of 10 when I do have them, I'm alone. And the times that I feel like I'm about to have one in the presence of others, I can't get my words out properly. It's very hard to explain. You know, my hands will start getting clammy, and you know, the room will start spinning for me, and I can hear a person's voice, but it doesn't sound clearly to me. Now, sometimes usually people use these episodes to convey how they feel, but I usually try not to, I don't try to do an episode every day because, one, you know, I'm not consistent with it, and that's my fault. But then, two, I just feel like, there's certain times in your life that you have to go through a transition of figuring out who you are, and that doesn't necessarily require journaling it out loud to others. But for some odd reason, I felt compelled to do something like this because it's keeping me calm, because I don't have anybody right now to call. So if my voice is shaky, it's probably because I was going through an anxiety attack just now, and I'm trying to like get through it. So this is my only way. So bear with me, guys. So anybody who's listening, thank you so much. Take a deep breath with me. Okay. So usually when this happens to me and I feel like I'm having an anxiety attack or my thoughts are running wild, I try to focus on everything that's around me, right? So I have a beautiful view out my window. I can hear the clock ticking. I had food today. I prayed today, which is great. I'm safe. And I'm going to be okay. So, what does suffering in silence mean to you? If you feel that you are a person who suffers in silence, what does that mean to you? And if so, what are ways that you handle it? Do you call a friend? Do you call your parents? Do you journal it? Do you write? Do you go for a walk? Now, make sure that if you do call someone, that they are there for your best interest and they are not trying to add or subtract how you feel. I think the reason why a lot of how I feel right now is because I feel like for a split second I was on top of the world, quote unquote, with someone that I cared about very much for a split second, and I felt like I was on top of the world. And I felt special. And then I think because I don't have that anymore, or I was told many mean things, it doesn't make me feel great about myself now. And even though people, you know, they say things and they don't mean it, or sometimes they do say things and they mean it, but I think truly sometimes when you love people and you hear those loving things about yourself, it makes you feel great. But it doesn't necessarily sometimes mean, it doesn't necessarily fit in the right place sometimes, because it may feel as if their voice is fading because they're not there with you to root you on in the ways that they used to. But suffering in silence for me really aches sometimes. And I need a lot of you to know that there is a world of social media. And as much as you can connect and like a bunch of people's pictures and stories and TikToks and Snapchats, you will forever feel alone if you do not find a way to engage with people. Now, for me, it's extra hard because I don't have social media. I don't want social media. I used to have it, you know. I feel like for me at this particular moment in my life, and my emotional despair or my emotional roller coaster that I'm going on, I don't feel suitable to go on there. I want people to remember that one of my biggest fears in life is to not be remembered. And I think any time that I've ever been a friend or a lover to someone or a girlfriend or even a wife, I've always tried to leave an impression on someone's spirit. And the reason why I do that is because being that we live in the flesh and we don't really necessarily sometimes know how to be kind to others, one of the things that I always try to do, which I fairly, you know, some people like it, some people don't, but I have a very nurturing spirit. And for me, when I've seen people really down or I've loved people, I've tried to be there the best way I can for them in the ways that, you know, in ways that I can. And it just helps me feel like I've tried to make an impact on their life. So that way, if I was to ever part ways with them, that they, you know, knew that I cared in many ways. But I think part of doing that, now that I'm 34 years old, I think I've poured too much into people. I think I've poured too much into people, and because I work and I feel like I don't get to catch breaks too often, or necessarily I don't really like people, I should say a man or anybody, you know, taking care of me for too long, because they don't get comfortable doing it, you know. You shouldn't get comfortable, but I mean, I've never felt like a safe space to just kind of be and just relax, because people throw things like, you know, oh, you know, I'll take care of you, and then all of a sudden, you know, then they can't anymore. So sometimes if you have somebody who's going through something, especially what I'm going through now, I wish countries, actually, now that I'm going off topic here, but it's pertaining to what I had to say, I wish countries, states, everywhere, I wish that there was some sort of like assessment, right? More so like a mental fitness assessment that people would have to take. And if it so happens that the numbers or pertaining to how whatever facility made up the assessment feels that this person needs some time off, that they would get paid for their time off. Now, the assessment would, you know, obviously trick the human into not really knowing when or how the facility would know that you can go back to work. Because I feel like I don't know how to explain the questions now that I see on the mental health. I feel like they are too straightforward, where everyone could just pick like a specific choice and then, okay, boom, like everyone has a mental health issue, or some people are just choosing to just choose to be out of work just because, just like, you know, some people, they will choose to be on government assistance for so long knowing that they can work, right? But then I do feel like there's in this time in my life, if I had hypothetically have taken the assessment that I just randomly came up with to have off, I would need time off from myself. And within the assessment, hypothetically, right, there would be activities that you would have to do a part of your mental fitness in order to gain the confidence that you need, such as therapy or workout or whatever the case may be. And that's how they can actually see if you're ready to go back to work. Wouldn't that be great? I just made that up. That would be fucking phenomenal. But as far as suffering in silence, I think that a lot of you who've clicked on this episode, whether you're driving in the car, whether you're alone, whether you're just, you know, smoking and just, you know, looking out at the sky or the stars or the moon. My favorite place to go in my mind is the moon. I'm looking outside. I love the moon. Suffering in silence is a lot of what many of us do. We think that we have friends around us that can actually relate to us. Some people choose their friends off of the relatability that they have amongst each other. But then others just choose to be around people just so they won't feel alone, because there is no relatability. And I think that's the sad part there, is that People will choose to be around others knowing that they don't fit in, and that would, you know, leaves them to be unhappy. Versus weird people like myself. Not tooting my own horn, but I don't try to isolate myself like on purpose, you know. I just feel as though my energy and my spirit is very special, and I can't be around so many energies, if that makes sense. It's not because I am too good to be around anyone. That's not it. I think people just have to be aware of who they are. I think you have to be aware of your do's and don'ts and your boundaries and stuff. I think I've become scared in this day and age because everything around you is overstimulated. You know, your phones, the people that you're next to on your phones, you know. I think because I yearn for a love that will always choose me, it leaves me to feel like I don't exist, because it almost seems like it's not real, if that makes sense. So hear me out, right? I've had this crazy idea that God talks about, you know, the Bible, love in the Bible a lot. And, you know, he says love is patient, love is kind. Love does not boast, love is not proud. Love does not envy. But it's almost like because us humans can't get it right all the time, we wind up being alone. Because we're forming this idea of what love is in our minds, in our own definition. And because I know for sure, I can't explain to you how I just feel things, maybe sometimes dream things, that I know that God is in my life. And obviously I'm a sinner just like you, but it's just like this weird feeling that I have that the love I wish I can feel here on earth from people is not the kind of love that I read about in the Bible. And it's almost disheartening, you know, because then you ask yourself, does that stuff really exist? Anyway, to lighten up the mood, guys. Doing stuff like this, I didn't realize that it was going to slow down my heart rate, which is nice. So I'm starting to get sleepy. But I just wanted to take the time to tell you guys thank you for listening to the episodes that I did, you know, finish over the years. It's been since COVID that I've created this platform for me to speak on, for people who just feel like they need to be in their heads, you know, or just like, hey, you know, I need somebody to talk about this shit, and I'm with you in the car and you driving, or you on the train and you listening to me. I really do appreciate it. You're special. For anybody who did not tell you you're special today, fuck them. You are special. You are doing a lot of things that many people can't do, and that's actually get up out the bed. If it so happens that you are stuck in the bed and you're feeling down and sad, believe you me, I've been there. And actually, I try to drag myself out of the bed every single day. Full disclosure, this is probably one of the hardest times in my life. One of the hardest times in my life. I feel so sad. I feel like as if everything is going in slow motion, but yet fast at the same time. That's very weird to say. I know that probably didn't make any sense, but some days I'm okay, but then my some days or the next days, it'll come like a whirlwind. Like, I haven't cried all week, and this is my first cry in like in a week and a half. I'll tear up, you know. Or I remember the other day I was just on the train and I just like so happened to tear up. Like, I saw a pair of sneakers. They were blue Pumas, blue and white Pumas, like a suede kind of. And this guy was on the train. He was just, you know, just sitting there just wearing it. And I just happened to look down and I just started crying. You know, it just brings up a lot of things for me. So there's always like small little things in life where you just look and you wonder like, wow, I remember. But I never do anything malicious. I've always done things that I know for the better of myself. And I have a lot on my shoulders at this particular time, and it's just a lot for me. So I am suffering in silence too. And I had to make a choice for myself that was not easy at all. But, you know, if people love you, they're going to keep fighting for you, you know. But it's the type of love that we all deserve that comes from the man upstairs. And once you get out of your own head and stop thinking that you can follow everybody else and allowing other people to ruin your life, then you'll eventually see that sometimes God places love right in front of you. Some people will self-sabotage it on purpose. But also, you have beautiful souls such as myself who really do truly, truly, truly suffer. Because we will never be but first. So, anyway, suffering in silence, silence and suffering. Just always choose to try to calm yourself in the softest way you can. So for me, this was it. And as I look up at the sky, it's so hard for me to not to cry. But I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes on some days it feels like I'm dying inside. But I'll be okay. It'll be more days anyway for me to live, for me to see, for me to breathe again, for me not to lose me. And it's almost too late because I feel like I am losing me, or I have lost me. But I'm trying to get it back one day at a time, even though it's costing me. So as I take my time to fall asleep, at least I know God loves me. So thanks guys for listening and helping me get through my anxiety attack. And I hope I helped somebody tonight. So sweet dreams. Dream sweet. Bye guys.